You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yay, it's Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know what time it is. It is time for Boat Smart with our friends from Key Marine Center in Northwest Florida, Georgetown Technical College. We've got a Marine Services instructor here, Stefan Schmidt. Bill Kidwell is here with Key Marine. And they have a guest with them, Joe King. Hello, Joe. First time on the radio, sir?
Yes.
Oh, see, he's got a pretty good radio voice, I'm
thinking. He does.
Yeah.
He'll do fine.
Well, this is Pep Talk. These are our experts. We're going to be talking boating, marine, all those great things. So if you've got a question, text that in now at 850-437-1620. That's why they're here, to answer your questions and help you out with your boating concerns and needs.
Yeah. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 By Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is our website. Bill's going to talk all about that changing of the website and the things they're doing. It's very exciting.
Cool.
I think it's a great move. That's what I said last week. They're kind of going more toward social media stuff, which everybody does.
You have
right?
to. You have to.
You have to. You have to stay up with the times. You know?
That's right.
That's a good point. You know, Key Marine stays up with the times. They understand the technology and of the engines. Now they're understanding the technology of getting the word out.
It's
right?
constantly changing, but that's why I have a lot of confidence in Key Marine. Just hearing you all talk about all the things that you do and the training that your people go through to stay abreast of everything that's happening, it's pretty important because our boats, those boat motors just aren't the same old boat motors.
No, they aren't.
Be.
They're really different. And, you know, it takes a trained technician to work on them nowadays. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand so many aspects of the engine, the technology and everything. Thing like that. They are the Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox diesel engine, MerCruiser repair facility. They can do repowers. They can help you out on the service. They can just take care of all your needs on those products for sure. So yeah, they're doing some great things out at Key Marine Center. So it's just having a good time with talking to Bill about all the fun they're having with the new employees that they have.
Oh,
they got hired
boy.
From Georgetown Tech.
Which is the coolest thing, because that's what you do, Stefan, is training these folks at the Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. But I think that it's amazing that your graduation rate, that you have folks that are going right from your classroom to a job.
Out into the field, working.
Absolutely.
You know,
that
it's
is
amazing.
Fantastic.
That's what's so amazing is this, you know, I got a student that works over at Marine Max. I got a picture this week from a previous student, 8 years out in the field.
Wow.
Or longer.
Wow.
Tim is his name. Tim sent me a picture. Tim Rolfe. He sent me a picture with him standing next to my student that works at Marine Max. They already sent him to Yamaha school. He's been there for a month.
Wow.
He said, hey, I found one of your students here at Yamaha up in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Oh, my goodness.
One of my students is with a previous student, and they teamed up together through all the classes and stuff. So that's very cool.
That's
to
very
do that.
Cool. What
that's what makes
world.
It all worthwhile, Bill. I'm telling you.
Matt is already up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, Matt is
in
up
Kennesaw.
There. Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow.
That just tells you the work ethic that Matt has and how he's impressed them. Remember, he moved the yachts and stuff like that, you know? So that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. You know? I think that's neat.
That excites me. I mean, I see stuff like that, you know.
Well, talk about, too, aren't you number one in something?
Say again?
You're number one?
Number one in, you know, we just talked about numbers the other day. We're having our DOE, the Department of Education, they're doing our five-year evaluation,
uh-huh.
and they were walking a gentleman through the other day, and they started talking about my program and things like that. And yeah, and I like we talk about numbers. Yes, I had to. They had to make me tell him, you know, number one in the country for mm-hmm. Yamaha placement.
Thank you very much. Number
and,
one
yes,
in the country,
and,
right here in Pensacola.
100% placement rate last year and all that kind of stuff.
That's amazing.
And, you know, it's not about the numbers. It's not about me. It's about the students and making them successful, you know. So,
but it's amazing that you're having that kind of success.
Yeah, it is. And you just, it's a lot of hard work. So you mentioned that we have Joe with us in this.
Yeah.
In here, and I kind of, I kind of tricked him. He's probably going to tell me when we leave here that I shouldn't have done that. But you know, we're trying to decide if we want to be on air. He don't want to be on air, but he's going to talk a little bit.
He's got the headphones on you and the mic in front of you. There's no chance, Joe.
When y'all hear me talk about Joe King of Angler Marine of Scottsboro, this is the man I'm talking about.
The man.
He does not work there anymore. He is retired. Uh-huh. Yes. But last night you came to my class, didn't you? And listened to What Did You Learn? And when you'd seen that, you kind of got a picture of how things happen over at Georgetown.
Things have changed a lot since, 1981? I went to Georgetown in 1981.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Stephen wasn't an instructor then.
No.
I told him if he was the instructor then, I might have, no telling where I'd be now, you know.
But, yeah.
It sounds like you did all right.
Yeah.
Yep. The technology and things have changed, of course. But, yeah, he went to Georgetown.
That's wild.
And, you know, ended up being a successful business owner. And retired now and just traveling the world, I think.
I just love it.
So he's down here visiting this weekend, so I conned him into coming to the show. So I wanted to talk a couple things, you know, and I'm off script now, but I'll go back to script, you know, and kind of think about some things. You guys were here for, did everybody survive the great Verizon phone outage?
Oh, well, I'm lucky I don't have Verizon. So I
had Verizon. Several of my students had Verizon, you know, and I really thought the world had came to an end if you look at my younger people in my classroom, because we've been discussing phone use for the last few days.
Right.
Because it is a problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course, everybody's in their phone all the time.
So I've been doing a lot of research on phones and trying to figure out how do you combat that in the classroom as well as on the job and that kind of stuff. So I found it interesting that day we had a long conversation the night before, and the next day a lot of people didn't have their phones.
So it was your fault. You're the ones that told Verizon.
It was my fault.
Cut the
but honestly, when that happened, the students that didn't have their phones actually were more productive.
Well, sure.
You know, it was very interesting.
Well, not a big surprise.
No, it was very interesting.
We're really addicted to them, I think.
You know,
and people were just freaking out. And it's kind of scary because, interestingly enough, we were hearing from here, keep your radio, keep that transistor, because radio is still on in emergencies.
Right, right.
And that was something we were all talking about here, is a lot of folks were tuning in just because they were trying to figure out what's going on.
Right, exactly. The first thing you do is go to a radio station or maybe a TV station, try to figure out what the heck's going on, right?
You're so used to being connected by phone.
Exactly. And, you know, we were talking like the cell phone and social media and all that's a drug in a way. Okay.
Yeah,
and I was literally seeing that play out.
Yeah. Watching them all go through
the withdrawals and stuff.
The panic
in my classroom.
The first panic, it must be my phone. Then you figure out it's not your phone. Then you're trying to, the progression of the panic.
And people don't want to admit it.
No.
I mean, it's like being an alcoholic or drug addict or whatever, and you don't want to admit it, right? And it's becoming a good conversation in my classroom.
I love
I kind of, it didn't bother me that much. I got a text message from a panic message from my wife, her phones aren't working.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, well, let me go on the internet and see what's going on, and finally figured out. So I messaged her on Facebook, phone lines are out, and then she actually went to Verizon to see what was going on. And because she uses her phone for business, I'm gonna give her a little slack on that. Okay. But she went to Verizon and she said the people up here are insane.
Oh,
they're coming there yelling and screaming. They want their phones, and all the people at Verizon store were like,
I bet that was not fun.
You know,
not
so kind of think about that, you know, and
have
I use
a backup.
Yeah, a backup.
Something.
Like your brain.
Yeah.
Use your brain, right?
Yeah. I was on Wi-Fi all day, so it didn't affect me a whole lot.
Well, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is Boat Smart. So get those boating questions in this morning. I know we've got lots to talk about. 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it over to Bill and let you talk about the great things you got going out there at Key Marine, and especially the website and all that you're planning on doing. You know, I always enjoy seeing you on Fridays. We have little conversations before we come into the studio. And Bill's always excited about what's going on at Key Marine, so I'm going to let him share that today.
Right, and one of the things that we do have and we've been mentioning lately is two of his students that are there now. One of them's been there, coming up on a year, and then B's been there about, a month now?
A month or
like
so.
That's just so cool. Yeah. I think it's so exciting.
And so he gets them all started off, and then I keep, help training them, as well as the other guys there. Yeah, I wanted to mention that, there are some major incentives right now being offered by all three of the major dealerships, Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki, when it comes to repowering your boats. Most the two of them are to deal with extended warranties for free, And then there's another one that Suzuki has. If y'all want details, you can call us. Dustin's usually the one that handles all the estimates and all that for the repower part of our business. And then, of course, we can definitely maintain and repair, excuse me, repair all of the all those products out there, including the Cox new diesel outboards that are out there with no problem. And the two students from his class definitely have added to our phenomenal team there. I wanted to take a few minutes as well to mention everyone's name that's there. We've got, well, actually first I'll touch on the social media thing. We've hired a full-time person to come on and handle our Facebook pages, Facebook, Instagram, and possibly X social media platforms and our website. And we'll be updating it daily, you know, given
that's exciting.
Yeah. It takes all that too, you know, a lot of time to keep up with that, to keep that information as current as possible. Because, you know, I ran into that not too long ago, staying out at the beach, and we were checking people's websites at what might be happening at particular places around on the beach, and none of them were up to date, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we're working hard at that, and she starts next Friday. So if y'all will be checking out those platforms and the website, you know, we'll have to transition that. It won't happen overnight. But her name is Cheyenne. And everybody will get to know her face, and you know, she's really friendly and nice person. And so we're happy about that. And then we do have all the people involved with Key Marine. We just keep growing and growing and growing. It all starts with Mickey Perriman, the owner, his wife, Tracy Perriman, their son, Dustin Perriman, who is the general manager, and then myself, who's the service manager. Then we have Aaron, the parts man extraordinaire, who's also the he's what we call our warranty
expert.
Yeah. I was at a loss for terms there, but yeah, we really appreciate him being there as well. And then as far as the technicians go, I'll start with the order of seniority there. We have Max Johnson, and we have Nick Fallon, and then we have Ben Spears, and then the two students from Stephen's class being Jeff Cullison and Brandon Hargraves. And, you know, we may have some other announcements in the near future of, you know, we may even be expanding even further there.
Oh, wow.
But we're really excited about the new year upcoming with all the new technology and everything out there. A lot of people are seeming to want to, you know, do a lot more with their boat. Towards the end of last year and the beginning of this new year, we have another level four going on,
nice.
A repower with two brand new motors, complete level four, you know, full maneuverability. That, when we say that, that's part of Yamaha's, you know, maneuverability upgrade package that you can put in your boat. And we could touch on that more. I don't want to take up too much time, but yeah, we're really excited about everything that's going on there.
Well, you've got a sales event that's coming up right now, correct?
Ready
for reliability sale event. What is that all about?
That's actually one of the incentives that's out there right now. Yamaha is offering free extended warranty, just like they did towards the end of last year. And this goes on until the end of March.
Wow.
For any new motors that are bought, we do have free extended warranty there. And as far as, just to let you know the value of that, on their largest outboard, it gives you a full 7 years of factory extended warranty as well as the regular warranty. And that's a value of $8,400 for free.
Wow.
And last week, Stefan had talked about, you know, the extended warranties and stuff, and that is factory extended warranties where we can push it through, get it done really quick.
Yeah, 850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you have a question for any of us in here. We got, how many years of expertise do we have? Even well over 100 years of expertise in this room right now. And so 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You can have a question about your boat, maybe have a question about Key Marine or the school over there, my class or any other class. So right now is a great opportunity to do that. Give us a call for or text. We're more than happy to answer your questions. But I think, Bill, you have a good point. Trying to keep things updated mm-hmm. on the websites and all that. That is very, very important to know what's going on. And if you don't have somebody in place, I just talked to Mr. Brooks last night about that, about how we need somebody at school that does that.
Everybody does. You know,
everybody does. That yeah. should be a position in a business to do that. So when I mentioned that, guess what happened? I get to take care of their YouTube channel now.
Oh,
so,
no. You know,
yeah, that's kind of how it works. So be careful what you say, Bill. Right.
And the HVAC class.
And the HVAC class, too. So, you know, oops. We're going to do it all over there. But, Joe, you remember you and I were talking about warranties and stuff. And say what you said this morning about the Yamaha warranty, where it cost $8,000 if you purchase it. But what happens when you, you know, explain that to everybody, how that works out? As far as not needing it.
Yeah, well, most of the time it's like anything, any other type of insurance or warranty. If you don't need it, I mean, you know, Yamaha is a great product, but personally, I wouldn't know if I'd want to take a chance on, you know, on that. But
yes, but what he said was that the warranty, they can give that away because they really believe that you're not going to have to use it.
Right, oh, yeah. They're not going to lose money
on it. So it's an
it.
Easy give.
Yeah.
Right? Right. We're going to give mm-hmm. you this so many years of warranty, but we're banking on the fact that our motors are so good that you're not going to have to use that warranty. Right?
Yeah.
And that's why they call it the reliability incentive.
Sure.
There, because they are very reliable motors. And it's really awesome from a customer standpoint if they're getting it for free. Then it's a win-win all the way around.
Well, yeah. And in the notes here, it says Mercury also has a fabulous incentive. They're giving away 4 extra years of gold extended warranty for a total of 7 years on 2.5 and 425 HP models on motors sold before March 31st.
Yeah, and I forgot. Last week, I misstated the 2 models that weren't covered. I had said that they've got a big 600-horsepower motor that's not covered. Also, they have a 450 that's not covered under that incentive.
Okay.
I had said 450 and 300 for some reason. Getting old. But anyways, and then the Suzuki, they do have that incentive still going on to get rid of 2-stroke motors on the water. Just to put that in perspective, just towards the end of last year, we were able to get a customer around $2,000 off a 200-horse just by taking advantage of this incentive. What that entails is we have to basically destroy the motor so it can't be used again mm-hmm. to pollute our waters.
Yeah, we got about 7 minutes left, so we want to give that the stuff away that you have today, right?
Yeah,
so
we got a giveaway.
You have a trivia
again.
Question today?
Yeah, we have a trivia question.
It's a little harder, but we can. I think our listeners can handle it.
Yep, and this has to do with boating and actually in the aircraft industry.
Okay.
Is that we were wondering if anybody knew, or the first caller or texter, that could tell us what are the left and right side of a boat in the terminology used in that industry?
On the water. What would you say? Okay, Captain, we need to go this
way. Right, exactly. Or in the air.
Can I give them a hint?
Sure.
Okay, one starts with a P, one starts with an S. Okay, so one side of the boat, left side, right side, how is it referred to in our industry? And the prize this week is a Suzuki visor and a pretty cool Suzuki shirt made by Hook.
Or
is it H-U-K, Hook?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
So be the first one in with the answer to the trivia question, 850-437-1620, and you could be the winner.
Right, exactly.
And you can come to our place out at 5621 Bower Road to pick that up. We'll hold it for 30 days for you. And if you don't come get it, we'll just give it away to someone else.
And be sure to put your name on it, too, so I can know who to say is the winner.
Right.
Yep. Okay. So when you're talking about these factory warranties, they're much better than extended warranties or warranties you can purchase out in the – we see a lot of commercials all the time for warranties. Extend your car warranty, you can, and all these kind of things. And I kind of mentioned last week that I had my truck in a shop on an extended warranty, and it didn't turn out that great. So, the best part about it, and I don't want to be so bad and bash or whatever, but I have a car shield warranty on my truck, and I like to think that I'm a professional, whether it's in the marine industry, but also if I know what a truck engine does and all these things. And I actually had a tensioner break in my truck. It's what a tensioner does. It holds a belt taut or tight, and it keeps that belt in place, whether it's a drive belt for your water pump, your alternator, your power steering. It holds these belts in place, and I actually had a tensioner fail, which is covered under the warranty, which is very interesting to me, okay? So when the tensioner failed, the belt actually wrapped around, it broke because the tensioner failed. That's the next thing that's going to go. It wrapped around my crank pulley and then just basically ripped the fan clutch and everything out of the vehicle to an extent of about $2,400 worth of damage.
Started acting like a big weed whacker.
Yeah, like a weed whacker under the hood, and then just tore everything up under there. So we went through. Yeah, they covered the tensioner. But here's the thing. Maintenance items, oil changes, spark plugs, belts, time, you know, your belts, not necessarily, even timing belts, of course, would probably fall under that category, is a maintenance item.
Yeah.
Well, since the belt broke, that's a maintenance item, and the belt caused the further damage, they refused to pay the rest of it. So out of that, $198 in my pocket, and I hadn't even seen that yet. So you need to be careful, because the answers that I got, and I called, like, I don't give up on things. I called like 50 times and talked to about 50 different people, and I kept getting the same answers. Basically, well, your warranty doesn't, or it doesn't cover items that are, you know, that you're supposed to maintain. And I tried to explain to somebody that the failure was a warranty item that caused the maintained item to destroy everything else, and it's all in the words, you know. It's crazy. So we got a phone call.
We've got a winner of our trivia question, which was, again, the trivia question: what do you call when you're going to the left or to the right on the board on a boat or in an airplane? Mm-hmm. And the answer was port and starboard.
Yay!
Correct.
Exactly. That's a winner.
So our winner, I don't have a name yet, so be sure and text in your name to me. But I do have the last four digits of the phone number: 2107. 850, last four digits, 2107. You're the winner. I just sent you a text, and then you can go by Key Marine Center, and the address is
5621 Bower Road.
To pick up your prize.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add one other thing that Stefan went through with his warranty thing. At Key Marine, you know, with Aaron and myself and Dustin pushing super hard to get stuff covered, you won't have to do what Stefan had to do and take it into his own hands and try to get all that covered. We're going to bat for you.
That's great. And I do have a question that's come in on the text line as well. This question is a little very specific, guys. It's on my Yamaha F225 3.3. They replace my starboard head. When they do that, do they replace all the pistons or just clean up that one piston that was affected by water? Do they just clean up that side, or do they take both heads off and clean all the pistons and cylinders? Thank you.
Well, it depends on the shop. If it's under warranty, they're probably just going to address that one problem, the head itself. You know, if it ingested water, you probably should go further than that.
Yeah.
Okay? So depending on the situation on that. But typically, a head replacement is just a head replacement.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'd be wondering why the head failed and all.
Yeah.
And that's one of the advantages is of bringing it to us, because we have the professionals that will get to the bottom of
it. Yeah,
that.
You don't address address what failed, but you have to address what caused it to fail.
The source of the failure.
Yes, because if you don't do that, you're going to continually have problems. So you always have to go deeper than that. So, yeah.
So now would be a good time, right, for them to bring it in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the way things are structured now, our wait time is way down low. Like right now, we're just a couple days, and we intend to keep it that way all summer, which is definitely a positive thing for the customers in the marine industry. Almost unheard of, that kind of lead time.
No, that's great.
And if they have it in another business and they want to pull it out of there and bring it somewhere else for a second opinion, they can do that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that's really good. We've got our winner, and we have the giveaway, so they can come by Key Marine to do that. Got about a minute left, guys.
Yeah, so I guess one of my takeaways is if you do an extended warranty, and the marine industry is a little bit different, but I used to sell extended warranties a long, long time ago. And the reason I sold extended warranties was because I made money on them, you know?
Okay.
Not necessarily that it's going to help the customer, but I was making good money on extended warranties. So I would say read the fine print, go in and double check everything, and do your research way before you buy it, and eventually they're still going to get you anyhow, I think, you know, one way or the other. So what do you got, Bill?
Oh, really? Just... I hated the fact that they treated him that way. My brain was kind of stuck there for a second. But yeah, I just wanted to reiterate, you know, how excited we are for this new season. Seems like the economy's changing and everything. Everyone's more confident. We're here for you, for sure.
Yep.
And
okay.
We can handle it all at Key Marine.
And what's the address and phone number again?
It's 5621 Bower Road over in the west side of Pensacola. And it's 850-492-0487.
And if you're interested in classes,
You can see us at on georgestonecollege.edu or go to the website and give me a call.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen Schmidt, Bill Kidwell, and their guest this morning, Joe King. Glad you could join us, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
This is Boat Smart on Pep Talk.